In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The very last sentence I just read was, when Jesus took the vinegar, he bowed his head and said, he said, it hath been finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the spirit. This is one example of how the cross is understood in a completely different way between Christians and those who think it is foolishness, those who are perishing. Because when a man dies on the cross, he would not say, it is finished, bow his head and die. He would be dying a little bit at a time, unable to breathe, probably have a pleural effusion in his lungs, be gurgling, be unable to speak, and he would die. He wouldn't be able to say, it hath been finished, and bow his head and then choose to die. That's what our Lord did on the cross. He chose when to die. If you look carefully at the chronology, at the sixth hour, he was not on the cross. He was still being judged. That's noon. At the ninth hour, he died. 3 hours on the cross. Usually someone would last on the cross for upwards of a day. But the Lord chose when he wanted to die on the cross. And this is an example of how we should understand that the cross is thought of completely differently with the world versus Christians. And we must learn to think of it in a completely different way. Even Orthodox Christians don't think of the cross in the proper way. They're either infected by some of the heresies of the West regarding the cross, or they just think of the cross as suffering, and they're indulgent people. You have to understand the cross in the Christian way in order to benefit from it. St. Paul said that the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which is being saved, it is the power of God. So what is this foolishness that the world thinks the cross is? Well, that comes from the fear of death. If you read our ascetical theology, and you should, as long as you're reading the Bible first and read the Bible cover to cover a few times, or at least the Gospels all the way through 5 or 6 times, start reading our ascetical literature, and you'll learn that the fear of death is what causes man to sin. It sounds a little bit strange, actually, doesn't it? Not counterintuitive. If you were afraid of death and afraid of hell, wouldn't you want to do better to not go to hell? But that's not how our psychology works. Our psychology works in that when there is the fear of death, there becomes a selfishness upon man. And man wants to do things that he can, so as to say, before, you know, hit his bucket list, shall we say. And we live in a self-centered way if we have fear of death. But if a man is not afraid of death, he lives without fear, and he lives righteously, knowing that there is a next life and a reward for what we do in this life. But if a person does not believe in God, or believes in God in a secular, shallow way, like most people believe in God, then there is the fear of death in them, and they therefore have this compulsion to act selfishly. Some a lot, some a little, but they do think that it's rather crazy for a person to offer his life up for another, certainly for those who are not worthy. And they think that the way of the cross, even if they don't express it this way, even if they're coming to church, they think that the way of the cross is foolishness, because that is giving up yourself to others all the time, even the ones that don't deserve it. That doesn't make any sense. If you were to check the Hollywood movies, let's say, do a research of them, and find out that probably 1 out of 1,000 is where a man has been wronged and he forgives. It's always a man has been wronged and he wreaks vengeance upon those that have wronged him. That's the world's way. But the Christian way is the way of the cross. The Christian way is to live according to as Jesus lived, which was completely to give his will over to his Father and to lay down his life for another. And in a man who fears death, that doesn't make any sense, because he's giving up the most precious thing that he has for another, his life. Now, we know that the giving of our life for another is not just, and really not even primarily, dying for someone in the flesh. Giving up our life for another is dying for someone daily by giving ourselves to them, giving ourselves to their will, thinking of their needs before our needs. This is the way of the cross, and it is foolishness to most of the world. So we have this crisis that is either real or imagined about global warming. And what is the root of it, really? Isn't it where people have fear of death and they live in a selfish way? Isn't it that so many places, including our country, other countries, are selfish in how they use the environment and care only for themselves, for their profits? They don't care how they use resources, nor do they care how they use people, because profit is their god. This is a sign of the way of the world. We should not live in this way. We should live according to the way of the cross, which is to give ourselves over to others and not to be afraid of death. We should be afraid of something. We should have the fear of God. And the fear of God is not that we are afraid that he will kill us, but that we are afraid that we will not be worthy of what he has given us. So St. Paul goes on when he says that the way of the cross is foolishness to those that are perishing. He says, it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Do we fully understand this? Do you understand that your priorities that are false, they're all going to die? They will amount to nothing, absolutely nothing. That if you have the wisdom of the world in the way you live, and being a Christian doesn't insulate you from that. It doesn't make it that you don't do that. You have to, by repentance, by work, by effort, you must live according to the wisdom of the cross, not the wisdom of the world. But if you live according to the wisdom of the world, all of that perishes. All of it is destroyed by the cross. The cross is really a peculiar symbol from the world perspective. If you wanted to have some sort of symbol for your movement, would you pick an object of torture, an object of shame? Wouldn't you pick something like, I don't know, a lion or an eagle or some great mountain or something that looks majestic? Why would you pick the cross? The Lord picked the cross because it is the instrument by which he lifted himself up. And he said, if I lift myself up, I will draw all men to myself. And so now we see the Lord on the cross, but we don't see him as a suffering person. The Lord chose to go on the cross. He did suffer, but that was incidental. Just as you suffer sometimes when fulfilling the will of God, but that's incidental. That's not really particularly important. What's important is doing the will of God and bringing others to God. And that's what the Lord did by getting on the cross. He drew all men to himself. He showed us that the way of life is the way of sacrifice, the way of giving to another. If we don't do that, then we don't live a life that matters at all, and a life that will be destroyed if we don't live by sacrificing ourselves to others. He goes on to say, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? You can see that in this, all this talk about global warming. What is it now? I don't think it's global warming now. It's climate change. And it'll soon be an excuse to kill people. Mark my words, it's going to happen, because the world is careening towards chaos and death. And this will be one of the instruments by which the world careens towards death. Because after all, every person has a carbon footprint. Get more and more people, get rid of more people, especially the ones that don't matter, then you can have more time for the earth to become clean. This is the wisdom of the world. This is fear of death. A Christian is not afraid. So I don't care what your opinion is about climate change. It doesn't matter to me a bit. What matters is if you place your hope in the world for your salvation. Because nobody in the world is going to save the earth. The earth is going away. It is going to be reformed and become a new earth and a new heavens. This by no means means that we should not care for the world. In fact, if you have the way of the cross, then you wouldn't misuse resources. You wouldn't misuse people. You wouldn't cause great amounts of pollution in various places because of profit. So we must learn to live the way of the cross. That is the wisdom of God. There is a great wisdom in giving yourself to another person. Just try it sometime. Try something small. Perhaps some of you, maybe a lot of you, don't like it when somebody cuts you off in traffic, huh? And maybe you get angry at them. Maybe you shake your hand at them, or even part of your hand at them. Try this. That's the wisdom of the world. How dare he cut me off? How dare he endanger me? How dare he make me slow down? Etc., etc. How about just making the sign of the cross and blessing that person as they pass you? Hopefully at least two or three car lengths in front of your bumper. Try that. That's the wisdom of the cross, not the wisdom of the world. Even in small things like that, we are living according to the cross. So Saint Paul goes on to say, "For that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, that is by their own wisdom, by their own understanding. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." So the Lord is preaching to us a foolishness according to the world, to give ourselves over to others, to submit ourselves, to bend our neck to others, to love others that do not love us, to forgive others that have harmed us, to do things that the world says are foolishness. For the Jews require a sign, the Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. So do you want to know God? You must ascend the cross. This is not putting yourself out for suffering. It is putting yourself out to obey God in all things and to learn with your spiritual vision what is life and what is death, what is good, what is evil, and to cleave to the good and to that which is alive, and to reject that which is dead, that which is evil. The wisdom of the world is evil and death. The wisdom of the cross, although the cross was an instrument of death, the wisdom of the cross is life. May God help us. May God bless you. Amen.